Oliver Joppers. I'm with the Markland Hatfield School of Government, Portland State University. I've been asked to state whether or not I have a conflict of interest, which I do not. So this morning I will be speaking about adoption of EHR systems and community health center, lessons learned, and best practices. So a quick overview of my presentation this morning. I'll begin by framing the issue in that I think it is important for each of us to consider this research study within the context of broader system issues and changes related to the healthcare safety net. In particular, the growing adoption use of electronic health record systems, or EHRs, in community health centers. Second, I will provide an overview of the research study that I've been involved with, including the objectives, study design, and population. Then I will present a brief study of the summary's principal findings, highlighting the challenges and benefits experienced within a limited number of community health centers resulting from adoption and use of an EHR. Next, I will review key findings largely, I believe, unique to community health centers related to the EHR decision-making process. And then I will conclude with providing a set of promising practices for successful EHR implementation within the community healthcare safety net. So, framing the issue. Most of you in this room are well aware of community health centers have a rich, diverse, and compelling history here in the United States, and often are considered a nexus for public health programs, including prevention and chronic disease-focused programs and services, as well as delivering essential primary care medical services to millions of individuals on an annual basis here in this country. However, community health centers are finding themselves operating in an increasingly turbulent and unstable environment for a number of reasons. Two of them are the increasing number of uninsured in this country, coupled with the lack of adequate funding. Even facing such daunting challenges, a new trend is emerging in the healthcare safety net, and that community health centers have begun adopting EHR systems. These organizations face, though, a considerable number of distinctive challenges, especially when compared to well-resourced managed care organizations or large academic health centers. Such challenges include inadequate organizational capacity, infrastructure, and insufficient availability of financial capital, all of which have been identified in the literature and through various research studies as being key factors required to successfully adopt and to sustain an EHR system over time. So, community health centers, along with a number of other healthcare organizations, are, though, steadily beginning to recognize the benefits that come with adoption of an EHR system, and that these benefits include the following: more efficient and effective delivery of healthcare services overall, enhanced coordination and integration of services within and across multiple healthcare sites, increased organizational efficiencies by reductions in the duplication and or redundancies occurring within the organization, improved access to and quality of patient information, improvements in population health through improved chronic disease management and increased provision and frequency of preventive health screening services and procedures, and when linked across multiple health center sites, EHRs really do have the potential to serve as comprehensive data repositories for various administrative reporting and funding purposes. A secondary but important function, I believe, of EHR systems is that they can and will be utilized for conducting research on an often understudied and vulnerable segment of the population, the medically underserved. Which leads me to this research study. In Portland, Oregon, the Kaiser Community Benefit Fund provided funding for a multi-year initiative to support and implement electronic health record systems in a limited number of community-based health centers. The initiative also funded at the same time a research study administered by the Northwest Health Foundation. The research study is comprised of an evaluation team, which fortunately I'm a part of. There are three main objectives in the study. First, to investigate and improve our understanding of the unique and complex organizational barriers and challenges to EHR adoption in community health centers. Second, to identify the potential benefits and challenges resulting from adoption and use of EHRs in community health centers. And third, to identify and develop a list of best practices for successful EHR implementation in community-based health centers. So quickly, I'll describe the research study. This has been really a multi-stage, multi-year research study. During the initial 6 months of the study, the research team went out and identified numerous healthcare safety and HIT experts within our local community. We then summarized findings from the key informed interviews along with findings from an extensive literature review into multiple summary reports. Really, the purpose of these initial two steps was to build a thorough knowledge base among the research team, in addition to also creating an evaluation framework based upon identified best practices. This framework has guided the development of multiple and relevant ongoing data collection strategies. And finally, the research team wanted to ensure that all research activities were conducted in a collaborative fashion with our community partners. As a result, we developed various data collection strategies that have been both community responsive and appropriate, we believe. So what was the population studied? It was three federally qualified health centers. Two of these health centers are operated by a county health department, and the third health center is a non-county affiliated standalone FQHC. All three health centers, though, serve diverse, medically uninsured and underserved populations in the metropolitan area of Portland, Oregon. And during the study, two of the county health department sites went forward or live with an EHR system, and the third non-county site was practically engaged in the initial decision-making stage around EHR adoption, but has yet to move forward to go live. So to date, the research team has we're completed our second year of study. Currently, we are conducting further in-depth analyses of the collected data. Preliminary findings, however, do indicate that there are a number of challenges and benefits from adoption of an EHR within a community health center. I will start with the key challenges and move on to the benefits identified. First, adoption of an EHR has had a significant impact on staff and providers even 18 months post-EHR implementation. Second, use of the EHR among certain provider groups has been problematic, in particular among providers of women and children's health services, which make up a large percent of services provided in these community health centers. Third, concerns were identified about changes in the provider-patient interaction and relationship, the issue really largely being proper etiquette and use and integration of the EHR in the exam room during a patient visit by the clinician and staff. And one of the most frequently identified challenges was the need for adequate provision of ongoing and continuous staff training on how to use an EHR, as well as a continuing need for EHR technical support both during and long after the implementation. And finally, the need for continuous and ongoing modification of the EHR system in order to really be able to respond to the specific needs of each health center, and in particular to meet the needs of each health center's unique and diverse patient population. This has proved to be an ongoing challenge. I'm excited, though, to be able to report this morning to all of you that for the most part, the two health centers operated by the county have experienced a high level of success with the implementation and ongoing use of the EHR. It appears overall that the benefits have far exceeded the challenges of those just described. So I'll move into the benefits. First and foremost, use of an EHR has improved the overall quality and delivery of patient care, including enhanced patient satisfaction, improved frequency of preventive screening services, and use of alerts and clinical reminders among both staff and clinicians in patient care. Findings also have indicated that there has been an increase in the accessibility and reliability of patients' medical records. Related to this is the legibility of patients' medical records has also improved, potentially resulting in a reduction in the number of medical errors. Findings also suggest improvements in the following processes: internal communications, patient follow-up, tracking of events, patient referrals, ordering, and accessibility of lab results, all of which were reported as having improved as a result of using an EHR. To summarize, our findings suggest that adoption of EHR has been a positive change for both patients, staff, and providers alike. So this research study has also been able to identify what we believe are a number of key issues involved in the early stages of EHR implementation. The following that I'll provide is basically a set of recommendations that community health centers should consider during the initial EHR decision-making stage and that are somewhat unique characteristics to community health centers. Findings have highlighted the need for community health centers to thoroughly consider their organizational vision and mission in relation to HIT use and EHR adoption. A fundamental and reoccurring question often posed to us was, do we need an EHR, and if so, why? The real issue, I believe, though, is how does an EHR fit and support the organizational mission and long-term strategic plan of a community health center operating within the unstable healthcare safety net environment? Also, community health centers should engage and address the staff's concerns and expectations during all stages of EHR adoption. Clearly, there is a need to adequately value and incorporate staff feedback at all levels, not just clinicians. Also, before moving ahead with the decision of whether or not to adopt, a community health center should assure adequate development of its organizational capacity for vendor and product selection, contract negotiation, and assessment for ongoing vendor cost. Another recurring theme identified is the necessity to create, and we all are probably aware of this, but the reality is, especially for safety net clinics, to create a sound financial strategy. Essentially, community health centers must thoroughly evaluate and understand both the enormous initial startup costs as well as recognizing the long-term maintenance costs of using an EHR system. And finally, community health centers should adequately understand the complexities inherent with health information exchange in today's healthcare environment. I'm really talking about the issue of interoperability. In other words, evaluate the local and or regional ability to electronically exchange health information across multiple care sites within a healthcare organization, as well as the ability to share health information with external stakeholders and your community partners. So, our research study was able to identify a number of key organizational factors likely to contribute to successful adoption of an EHR in a community health center. The following thus is a list of what I believe are promising practices for successful EHR adoption, which include the existence of a strong organizational infrastructure in place prior to adoption, the presence of a committed and supportive executive team in addition to the presence of strong clinical leadership, existence of a clear, well-organized strategic implementation plan, carefully assessed and redesigned organizational processes and workflows, comprehensive training of staff prior to, during, and after implementation. Community health centers must both understand and again value the reality that training never ends. The presence of adequate IT in user support and the need for having adequate organizational capacity and ability to respond and adapt rapidly to barriers and challenges as they are encountered is critical for successful implementation. In other words, adoption of electronic health record in a community health center should be understood as a perpetual process, a process that has neither a clear beginning nor a finite timeline or end. So to conclude this morning, it is becoming increasingly evident that EHRs have the potential to improve the overall quality of healthcare provided in community health centers. However, let's be real about this. The reality is that EHRs are and will remain a complex, multifunctional, and challenging technology for any community health center to adopt, whether it's today or tomorrow or in the near future. So I would like to leave all of you with this message, which is EHRs do have, I believe, the potential to serve as a beneficial HIT tool for use by community health centers, one that can be used to improve the delivery of healthcare services and possibly improve health outcomes among medically underserved populations. However, such improvements will only be gradually achieved and sustained through additional research and better understanding of the impacts of EHR adoption unique to the healthcare safety net. I'd like to acknowledge and thank the generous funders of this project, the Kaiser Community Fund, and the Northwest Health Foundation. Thank you.